When it comes to musical dynasties, it's tough to top the Bachs. From the family's town fiddlers to its court composers, the Bachs dominated German music for seven generations. Now today, of course, Johann Sebastian Bach rises above all of his relatives, but NPR's Tom Heisinger reports that there is another important Bach whom shouldn't be forgot, especially on this day, the 300th anniversary of his birth.
Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach, CPE for short, was the second surviving son of Johann Sebastian, the man who gave us this. But his son, CPE, seemed to chafe against the old Baroque blueprints, forging an innovative and dramatic new sound. So, where did CPE get all his radical ideas? Not from his father. Although Johann Sebastian personally gave his son a complete music education and moral support, Harvard professor and Bach scholar Christoph Wolff says CPE had a mind of his own.
I think he became fascinated by modern trends, and his father actually supported that. And that was, I think, part of his educational concept, not to make clones. And C.P. Bach became his very own character.
One of the modern trends CPE helped design, while he was bored with his job as harpsichordist to Frederick the Great in Berlin, was something the Germans called empfindsamer Stil.
Yeah, if you would translate it literally, it would be sentimental style.
But it's not exactly about being nostalgic, Christoph Wolff says. It's more about plugging raw emotions into the music by pivoting from one mood and dynamic shade to another.
With staccato and slurred phrases, small motifs are pitted against each other, and that is something that is completely new in the compositional style of the mid-18th century, and it had a huge impact on European music.
It must have appeared like a roller coaster, really, to people listening to that music at this time.
Pianist Danny Driver has recorded two albums of keyboard sonatas by C.P.E. Bach.
The most striking thing about it is the very quick change of character and the very quick change of harmony. It's very easy to lose yourself in this music. It's like a stream of consciousness, internal dialogue in a way, an emotional dialogue.
Driver provides a little play-by-play.
Well, there you see, you've got this rather manic, energetic, fantasia-like passage that suddenly abruptly stops, and then a lovely aria melody comes in. Like a singer with a light accompaniment. And because the juxtaposition has happened so quickly, we're left guessing as to what will happen next. Are we going to carry on in this sort of vein? And again, there, just the way the harmony suddenly changes. He just changes one little note in a chord that completely turns the emotional effect upside down. And now we're back to this scurrilous, improvisatory passage. And then back again.
Hans Christoph Rademann, who's just released an album of CPE's sacred choral music, says that Bach's restless, radical new style fits within history, with the upheaval of the Seven Years' War, the shifting of nations, and the Age of Enlightenment, which encouraged individualism.
I think it was a question of this time. The time was a time of change, new ideas, then this music. It was a new feeling, very good feeling.
Writing a dull piece of music didn't seem to be part of CPE's playbook, even if he did fall into that peculiar crack between the old-fashioned Baroque period of his father and the newfangled freedom of the classical era, which would star Haydn and Mozart. In his double concerto, CPE actually bridges that gap. It's for harpsichord, old school, and forte piano, the keyboard of the future. Listen to them chase each other's tails.
It's literally, from the very first movement, one bar piano, one bar harpsichord. A little bit of orchestra, then something else. The exchange of ideas is so quick.
Pianist Danny Driver.
It feels very of today. It's not postmodern, but it it almost feels postmodern in the sense that there's this sort of collation of different ideas and different feelings and all sort of rolled into one. I think it's very much of today as it was of its time.
And who would have thought that all those weird juxtapositions and breakneck mood swings in the music of Johann Sebastian's little son, CPE, would end up some 3 centuries later making a surprisingly appropriate soundtrack for our fractured, multitasked 21st century lives. Tom Huizinga, NPR News.
You can hear recommended recordings of CPE Bach's music on our website, nprmusic.org. By the way, he didn't write the theme music to our show. That's by B.J. Lederman.